Watch podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension beef educator. For today's Beef Watch podcast, we will be discussing an article titled, Should You Be Considering Silage Bags? Bagged Silage versus Silage Bunkers and Piles. This article was written by Micah Most, Nebraska Extension summer intern. Thanks for joining me today, Micah.
It's great to be with you, Aaron.
Micah, before we discuss this article that you wrote for the August issue of the Beef Watch newsletter, tell us a little more about yourself, your background, and your internship experience this summer.
Sure. I am originally from Ogallala, Nebraska, and I'm an animal science major studying at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and I will graduate this December with my Bachelor's of Science. While I'm down in Lincoln, I work in the lab of Dr. Mary Dranowski, and she's the one who helped me line up this summer internship. I'm working out at the High Plains Agricultural Lab north of Sidney, Nebraska. I've been working closely with Dr. Dranowski as well as Carla Jenkins, who is another of the university's beef extension specialists.
Well, Michael, one of the projects you were asked to work on this summer was to look at silage bagging and do some study in terms of how that might compare to what we usually see used in Nebraska for storage of silage, that is, in a bunker or in a pile. Share with us a little more about your studies and looking into how these two different methods of silage storage compare and what might be some advantages and disadvantages of both.
Absolutely. So Nebraska producers have been making silage and storing it in bunkers and piles for many, many years now. But one of the up-and-coming technologies, I guess, in silage production is bagging silage. And there are a couple different advantages to bagging silage. The primary one would be that it greatly reduces the spoilage. As silage is packed into a bag, obviously it's sealed all the way around in an oxygen-proof, light-proof plastic film, which totally eliminates the need to cover a silage pile or silage bunker in plastic. And another great thing about silage bags is they make it really easy to have proper feed-out rates, which minimizes another source of spoilage, which is improper feed-out rates that commonly occur with more traditional silage systems.
So, Michael, let's dive into this packing and storage a little more, and also into the feed-out that you just mentioned. As we think about a traditional bunker or pile, obviously that's packed with a tractor or some other packing machine, and then is either covered or not covered. Just give us a little bit of some study you've done in terms of what's the loss we see when we don't cover silage.
Yeah. When silage bunkers or piles are left uncovered and exposed to oxygen, they undergo aerobic fermentation, which is the undesirable fermentation, and that really causes a loss of nutrients, and it can lead to losses of up to 25% of a silage crop if it's left uncovered. And in addition to that, feeding spoiled silage to cattle has been shown to decrease dry matter intake and also affect the ability of those cattle to digest protein and other nutrients in the rumen.
Well, Micah, part of your study is that you found out that when you look at silage and you look at feed out rates, that can be pretty important as well in terms of minimizing loss in this aerobic decomposition that occurs if we don't keep that feeding phase fresh. Show us a little more about the importance of that and how that can contribute to silage loss.
That's right. The general recommendation for silage feed out is a minimum of 6 inches off the entire silage feed out face every single day. And so if you're not feeding out that 6 inches, you could be feeding out spoiled silage to your cattle every day. Silage bags are in diameters 8 foot to 12 foot typically. And so it's a lot easier to manage that proper feed out rate coming out of a silage bag versus on a bunker that has a 20-foot wide feed-out face. That works for some operations if they're large enough that they need that much silage for their rations every day, but for smaller operations, it's not possible to meet that 6-inch requirement off the feed-out face, and that to additional spoilage loss.
Well, Mike, as you looked at some of the things that need to be in place just besides hiring someone or purchasing a bagger yourself, site location and the conditions of that site can be pretty important as we think about possibly using silage bags as well. Give us some details we need to think through as we think about possibly using a site to put silage bags on.
It's recommended in many of the the articles that I read, that silage bags are placed on a solid level surface. And so that can be something as basic as a gravel base or gravel layer under your bags. The more expensive options would be concrete or asphalt. And the reason being, it can be easy to get the silage into the bags during the summer months when it's nice out, but then you get into more wet and cold conditions when you're trying to feed it out. Frozen ruts can become a problem if you're working with muddy conditions. It makes it more difficult to get the silage back out of the bags when it's time to feed it out. And so that's one tip that I found as I was researching for this article. Another would be that you want to make sure that your bags are spaced out wide enough and also aligned so that they will not collect standing water in between the rows. You want that water to drain out because that'll reduce the mud problem around your bags.
Mike, one of the other things that's highlighted is just the importance of maintaining the integrity of those bags. And so what are some things we need to do to make sure that we don't have a tear in the bags or have oxygen get into those bags and cause deterioration?
Absolutely. It's really important not only to inspect your bags regularly and patch those holes and punctures to keep oxygen out, but it's also important to be careful with your equipment. Keep an eye on your pets or your children that might be running around playing on the bags. Any holes, punctures, or tears in those silage bags will lead to some of the same spoilage problems you would face if you were working with a bunker system that was uncovered. And your spoilage percentages in a damaged bag can easily be on the same level as an uncovered bunker.
Mike, anything else you'd like to highlight or add for listeners as we point towards wrapping this up?
Yeah, I would like to note at the end of the article, there's a little bit of information about disposal of silage bags. That has been one concern for operators that are using traditional methods, considering switching to silage bags, what to do with all that plastic once you're done with them. There's a little bit of information there at the end of my article discussing there's a couple recycling opportunities around the state that would definitely be worth checking out. And most of them are free, which is a huge benefit to producers.
So, Michael, one of the things we didn't talk about is the economics part in terms of what's the cost of bagging versus putting silage in a bunker or a pile, but you're actually going to be writing another article that compares those and kind of looks at some of the economics of each option. When can we expect that article to be coming out?
That's right. Hopefully in the next month or two, we'll have the follow-up article put together. I've been working with Dr. Janowski on that to get all my numbers right, but that'll take a look at a traditional bunker system versus a bagging system on the same operation, kind of go through a thought problem and consider all the calculations and take a look at the numbers and see what the numbers say for that specific situation, just to see which option is more worth it for the producer and which one has the most benefit.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Micah.
It was a pleasure, Aaron. Thank you.
For more information on the article that was discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, I'd encourage you to visit the beef.unl.edu website. At the website, you'll be able to find additional webinars, articles, and beat reports on the topic of harvesting, storage, and feeding silage.